This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where if the purpose of the search at Mar-a-Lago of President Trump's private residence and the publication about all of the mishandling of papers and of people for material that was classified, if the purpose of all of that was to drive President Trump out of the presidential race, to make him non-viable, non-possible as a presidential candidate, most people would look at this situation and say, well, it hasn't failed. In fact, a number of our leading political commentators, including Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, have said that one of the things that may have happened because of the search and because of the attention on potential indictments and even prison terms for mishandling of classified material, mishandling of presidential papers, violations of the Espionage Act and of the Presidential Records Act, that incident may push the former president into the Republican nomination race, running, writes Daniel Henninger in the Wall Street Journal, with evidence against the swamp's institutional corruption. Daniel, I'm very glad to speak to you. Do you still think, a couple of days later, after you wrote that, that President Trump is more likely to go forward now with his presidential campaign than he was before all of this focus on this controversy?
Well, I think really it is extremely difficult to read Donald Trump's mind in that respect. I think if he could run, he would. What he mainly wants to do is be a primary participant in Republican politics, and he has done exactly that through the primary season, endorsing any number of candidates, most of whom I guess you could say have won, a few lost, but he's been a big player. Mainly Donald Trump likes being a player. Whether he's going to go so far as to seek the Republican nomination again remains to be seen. You know, he has to calculate whether Joe Biden would be running against him or whether it would be a newer face. And I personally don't think Biden is capable of running for the presidency again. So it just remains to be seen. I think one of the questions you raised at the opening was, what exactly has been the purpose of this raid on Mar-a-Lago? I was willing to take it at face value that the FBI and the national security agencies desperately wanted to get their hands on very highly classified documents that were in a room in Mar-a-Lago, locked or not locked, but nonetheless they were there, and they wanted to get them back into a safe place in Washington. That's to one side. But the other question is whether this Department of Justice under Attorney General Merrick Garland in fact is looking for information that would result in a criminal referral for some reason against Donald Trump, whether it's related to January 6th, the Espionage Act, or something else. That is an entirely different matter altogether. And I think the Attorney General has an obligation to clarify that with the American people, because otherwise this whole issue just sits over American politics, grinding away, getting people more upset about what's going on with Trump, and having very damaging after effects. Trump himself just said that he thinks it's time to start lowering the temperature over this stuff. And boy, it's hard to disagree with that, Michael.
And that is for sure. What about the Trump motivation? I mean, one of the latest aspects of this entire matter is apparently they sent a letter assuring the Department of Justice that there were no longer any classified materials left at Mar-a-Lago at all. They had sent them all back to the National Archives because they were negotiating with all this. Do you think this is just sloppiness, or do you think that because they clearly did have material that was highly sensitive and in fact classified, or do you think that this was something that they did knowing that they were misinforming our federal law enforcement authorities?
Well, you know, I mean, that's an excellent question. In the midst of any real forthcoming set of facts on either side, it's entirely impossible to say. I am truly intrigued by the fact that negotiations over these documents apparently formally stopped on June 3rd. Then we roll forward about 2 months, and the FBI conducts a raid of Mar-a-Lago without any negotiation in the intervening period. That's the thing, in my mind, that's hard to credit. I mean, the burden, the media burden of proof is being put entirely on Donald Trump and his lawyers down there at Mar-a-Lago. But surely the Department of Justice at this point has its own credibility problems, at least with half the country, in trying to justify this raid on face value that it was only about these documents. And I would especially say, Michael, I just don't think Attorney General Merrick Garland is really coming out of this looking very good at all. I mean, this was an attorney general who entertained the idea of the FBI investigating parents in Virginia as possible domestic terrorists. This is also the attorney general who allowed crowds, if not mobs, to protest night after night in front of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house, beating tom-toms and shouting at him, purporting that it wasn't within his power to stop that. And now we have this raid on the former president's home residence in Mar-a-Lago. I think the attorney general has a lot to answer for, but usually he doesn't answer in more than 4 or 5 minute sound bites.
And so would your advice to the attorney general be to do a full, lengthy, maybe 90-minute press conference in which he tries to answer everything?
Ideally, yes. I mean, he's going to hide behind the idea that if there is a criminal aspect to all this, that he's not allowed to talk about that. I take, you know, the sort of technicalities at face value. But look what's happening to the country, Michael. The political rancor is becoming so deep, so corrosive. It seems to be no possibility of it stopping. You would think that at some level, people like the attorney general, if not the president of the United States himself, would assume some responsibility of political leadership and want to tamp down the political flames that they have built up with this raid, rather than just let them run. We read this morning in the Wall Street Journal that the Justice Department is going to take months to go through these boxes, of course, being running straight through the election and afterwards. It just strikes me as indefensible that they could let a situation like this run wild as it is right now for so many weeks going forward.
You say in your column, and the column is fascinating and brilliantly written and full of insight, like all your columns are. This is called Mar-a-Lago Search Shows the Swamp's Trump Obsession. One of the things you mention in there is that a solution to all of the divisiveness and to all of the rancor and all the bitterness and hysteria that we have in the country right now will not be cured by Trump coming back for a second term. In fact, you say Trump 2, meaning the next term of Trump, which could begin, that will remind people, as soon as 2025, would not be a replay of Trump 1, a more substantive policy-driven presidency than his critics will admit. Trump 2 would be a four-year civil war. Why would it be so much worse than the first time? We will get to that and more with Daniel Henninger, award-winning columnist for the Wall Street Journal. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the things that is most striking about this moment in American history is that the majority of Americans, and it cuts across every dividing line, believe the country is headed in the wrong direction. So would we change direction in a positive way by returning Donald Trump to the White House? When Trump was president, people also believed we were headed in the wrong direction. Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, who does the weekly column Wonderland, which is one of the indispensable things to read if you want to know what's really going on in the nation's capital and in politics in general. Daniel Henninger says in a very meaningful column, Trump 2 would not be a replay of Trump 1, a more substantive policy-driven presidency than his critics will admit. Trump 2, he writes, would be a four-year civil war. The swamp wouldn't drain. It would deepen. The rancor could drown us all. And then he writes, American politics needs new, stable leadership, and Republicans need to find a way to talk about the swamp's threat. What do you think is going to be the most important characteristic of that new leadership, other than the fact that it's new and presumably not close to 80 years old?
Well, nor would it be tainted by the political rancor of the last four, if not 8 years. The country's been headed in this direction for a while. The partisan divisions between Republicans and Democrats moving wider or further apart ideologically, that began during the presidency of George W. Bush. It started to show up in opinion polls, and it got wider during the Obama's 8 years of the presidency. I mean, Obama was a divisive president. You know, we were called him always running against the wealthiest and the 1%. The divisions got wider. Then in 2016, Donald Trump was, in fact, elected 45th president of the United States by the American people. And we know at that time, Michael, that the Washington establishment, the swamp, if you want to call it that, or the deep state, went ballistic. They couldn't accept that result. And within days of Trump's inauguration, we had the Russian collusion narrative, the Steele dossier. People forget that ran story after story for the better part of a year, 18 months, and leading up to the Mueller report. The Mueller and Robert Mueller's investigation, all of which added up to next to nothing. But the country was consumed with these battles between the Washington establishment and the Trump presidency. Then the pandemic occurred. The economy was damaged significantly with the closures. Schools were shut down. We had another contested presidential election, and then the events of invasion of the Capitol on January 6th, and to some extent, Donald Trump's role in basically watching it on television as it unfolded that afternoon. I think the question I'm raising here, Michael, is just how much political rancor can this country endure? There seems to be an assumption on the part of many elements active in fomenting this rancor that our capacity to absorb it is limitless. I don't think that's true. I think at some point a country begins to break down under the weight of its political divisions and bitterness. And we're starting to see that show up in the some of the polling that you just mentioned. Something like 75% of the country, an astonishing number, is depressed, think the country's going in the wrong direction. I think one of the main ways we can get past that is by turning the page on what has happened to us here. And turning the page means moving on, both Democrat and Republican, to another generation of leaders beyond Biden and Trump who would have ideas of their own that they want to run on. Ideas, and I think on the Republican side, that would be in great part an extension of the Trump, of the policies Donald Trump promulgated in his first term as president. But I really am hard put to see that happening unless another generation of political leadership is allowed to give it to get its chance to run the country. Otherwise, I think the rancor and the fissures are just going to deepen.
Look, I think you're entirely correct about that idea that we can take all of this divisiveness and rancor and negativity and I'll use the term hysteria, because the number of people who are saying this is it, this is the time for civil war, and then, by the way, it's people on both sides, and it's extraordinarily destructive. Today, there's a news story about two very prominent conservatives who have radio shows and who are calling for a Republican retribution on liberal institutions, hitting them on the state level for states that are run by Republican attorneys general or Republican governors, using the criminal system to go after Democrats just as a matter of payback. I assume that you don't think that's a brilliant strategy.
I do not think that's a brilliant strategy. You know, since its founding, the United States, the founders created these durable institutions that have gotten this country through a lot. Those institutions, for example, the FBI, the Department of Justice, have big credibility problems right now. Much of the population has withdrawn their belief in the authenticity of those institutions. And for this country to succeed, its system at some level has to function. It has to work. And I think that's what a lot of the public, a lot of the American public out there is looking at right now. They think the system has become dysfunctional, and they're worried about that. They're worried that things could begin to break down. If the criminal justice system, if the criminal laws are being used obviously for political reasons, and clearly they have been used for political reasons against Donald Trump, if the answer to that is retribution and revenge on the part of Republican attorneys general to politicize the laws to use against Democrats, people, Michael, will be going into the streets. And we have seen, whether it's January 6th or the protests and riots of the summer of 2020, more people are willing to go into the streets. It will not be pretty.
No, I think you are entirely correct. And when you talk about confidence in institutions, one of the key institutions people have lost confidence is the operation of our elections. And I have no idea how we cure this idea that many people, a majority of the Republican Party, at least according to the polls, believes the election was stolen. Quick thought on what we do? Well, we'll have to wait till next time, which I hope will come up soon with Daniel Henninger. His weekly column, Wonderland, of the Wall Street Journal, indispensable. And his most recent column, with the title, A Mar-a-Lago Search Shows the Swamp's Trump Obsession. An FBI raid against a former president should never happen. End of discussion. Our discussion continues, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump wants the FBI to return documents he says are protected by attorney-client privileges and executive privileges reportedly taken from his home in Florida. Trump taking to Truth Social to respectfully request that documents be returned to the Mar-a-Lago residence. Republicans are meeting in Teton Village, Wyoming, where House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says he believes Republicans have a good chance of winning a majority in the House.
It's really based upon the missed policies of this Biden administration and really a new plan for a new direction for America and the commitment to America.
This is roughly 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden. Double-vaxxed and double-boosted Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirmed he has COVID. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the questions that we have about where we're going and one of the reasons that so many Americans believe we're going in the wrong direction has to do with disappointments and concerns and even alarms about what's happening in our public schools. And the Washington Policy Center, which does such an outstanding job, I mean truly outstanding job, monitoring issues on the state level, is issuing tomorrow a crucial study, and it's a major study, about the impact on all of the 1.1 million public school children in the state of Washington, the impact from all of the lockdowns and the disruptions of the educational system by the government and by the governor during the pandemic and to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. Liv Finn is the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center. And one of the things looking at this study, Liv, the damage to children appears to be much more wide-ranging and much more serious, even devastating, than most of us would have thought. Is that your reaction?
Yes, I think that's a good way to put it. This policy of closing the schools for nearly 2 years has caused a permanent setback in the lives of many children, and many of these children will never recover from having lost nearly 2 years of their education. And as you say, wide-ranging is a good way to describe it, because the harm is not only academic, and the academic portion, of course, is most serious when you lose 2 years of reading instruction that you should get in second and third grade. And when you lose 2 years of math instruction in fourth and fifth and sixth grade, you are not getting the essentials that you will need to succeed in the following grades. And so this will be compounded over time. This is just the beginning of the bad news that we're getting from this policy to close the schools for nearly 2 years. And it's academic. It's also mental and psychological. Imagine if you're a child who doesn't really have the skills of reading down and you're forced to go on to the higher grade without that knowledge. You will get discouraged. And then the isolation from the other peers. There's a lot of data showing the psychological harm to particularly teenage children who really need to be with their peers to develop properly psychologically. And then finally, economists are cataloging the damage to earning potential in their lives across, in the future. McKinsey has estimated that this cohort, this entire cohort of students will lose $110 billion in earnings each year because of what they were denied when their schools were closed to COVID.
Which is astonishing when you think of it. One of the things that struck me, and good for you for calling attention to it, is the children who will suffer the most are the children who don't have any compensatory mechanisms at home. It's children who are poor, often children who are Hispanic and black, and children without other resources outside the school itself. How much worse is it for kids who come from disadvantaged backgrounds?
Well, of course, it's worse for them, and these studies are showing that the academic achievement gap between minority and non-minority children, which is already very large in Washington State, one of the largest in the nation, is going to increase by 15 to 20%. So the children who need a quality public school education the most to earn their way out of poverty were hurt the hardest. And economists are showing that the poorest neighborhoods, those children are not going to catch up. They may, in the succeeding years, recover some of what they lost, but they will continue to lose more than half of the education gap accrued during the crisis. This gap will persist in their lives.
Now, states handle this whole situation differently. You obviously are very familiar, Liv Finn, of the Washington Policy Center, I'm speaking to right now. You're very familiar with the way this was handled in other states. Are there other states that had less devastation because of the need for lockdowns or the perceived need for lockdowns?
Well, yes, the other states had different policies regarding the lockdowns. That's the other part of this study, is that I listed all the emergency orders by Governor Inslee closing the schools down and keeping them closed, particularly in September of 2020. You'll recall they closed the schools in March across the nation in March 2020 and then kept them closed for the rest of that school year. And then the question was presented to states across the country, what do we do this September of 2020? And in Washington, they kept the schools closed, but in the states of Iowa, Montana, Wyoming, Florida, Arkansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, Texas, Utah, South Carolina, South Dakota, they opened their states to in-person instruction with safety measures in place. And, of course, I don't have all the statistics showing that these other states have outperformed our students, but I can tell you some of them will certainly outperform students in Washington. The results on the recent state tests are absolutely terrible. Washington students, 70% of them failed the state math test, 50% failed the state English test, and we will get new results from the spring test, and I venture to guess that those numbers are not going to improve much, and we'll be able to compare them to other states that did open much earlier than Washington State. Washington State, you'll recall, Michael, was 47th in the nation in reopening its schools to in-person instruction. And because of the power of the teachers' union, if you look at the states that opened, many of them were in the southeast, southwest, where the union is not as powerful. So we really have to start thinking about the role that the teachers' union played in the keeping the schools closed in Washington State.
Did all of this pay off in any sense with a reduced level of hospitalization or death or infection with COVID-19?
I have not seen any studies that showed that Washington State had less loss in COVID than other states because of this over protective, you know, these policies that kept the schools closed for so long. No. We're not seeing a huge divergence among states in deaths because of the COVID policy. So that gives you an indication that there was much more going on than what presented itself by our policymakers.
Okay,
they didn't
understand
COVID well enough to know, you know, they didn't understand it well enough to impose these draconian policies on the segment of the population least likely. Everyone knew this was true at the way just a couple months into the crisis, we learned that the students were not passing along the virus in the schools. They were the least likely to get infected because of the strength of their immune system. So why would we keep them isolated and closed away in their schools if it weren't for, you know.
What I want to do, if you can hang on with us for a little longer, Liv Finn, of the director of the Center for Education at the Washington Policy Center, is what can we do to avoid a disaster like this in the future and to reinvigorate and to reanimate our school system and maybe at least try to begin to make up for some of the losses? Because when you read this study from the researchers at McKinsey and Company, the numbers are scary. They are just appalling. And we've just had visitors from out of town, and I like to suggest to them, well, all the wonderful advantages of living in Washington State, but this kind of devastation in our school system is not an indication of any such advantage. We will be right back. What could governor do? What could a legislature do? What could our educational administrators do differently and better? We'll be right back. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a new study that is stunning. It's reading it is like reading a thriller, a disturbing thriller. It's put forward by the Washington Policy Center by researchers at McKinsey and Company. And the study is about the impact of school lockdowns here in Washington State and various closures and attempts at distant learning and the disruption of people's lives. And what's stunning about it is the suggestion that for some children, and it's not a small number, this may have a permanent impact. It can change everything for a lifetime to miss a couple of years of school. And what I wanted to speak with Liv Finn about, and by the way, you can get your own copy of this study by going to michaelmedved.com. Look at the banner. It's at the very top. It's a handsome green banner. Says Washington Policy Center. You click on that, and you can get all this information yourself to ponder. And the two questions, Liv, why I wanted to keep you for a little bit longer is, number one, what can we do to avoid this kind of mistaken policy or misguided policy in the future? And number two, what kind of reparative damage, repair to the damage that's been done to children, what kind of repair is possible in our educational system for those children who have already suffered here in the state of Washington? Liv Finn, go ahead.
Yes. Well, first, our study is being published tomorrow, so you can find it on our website tomorrow. And you ask an absolutely great question, what can we do today? Right now, the state of Washington has $1.5 billion in unspent COVID relief funds for this emergency. Unspent money, I calculated that would be the equivalent of $1,400 per school child in Washington State. And the right thing to do would be to give those sums directly to families so they can hire tutors, so tutors can individually monitor what the kids need to catch up. That would be the right thing to do under this circumstance. The other thing that could be done is and I do think that's the best thing to do, is if you have the means, figure out a way to have your child evaluated by someone outside the school system, so that you can catch them up, so that they can don't fall further and further behind as the schools, as their education progresses from year to year. Because what's happened here is the schools are socially promoting 1.1 million school children through the system, and they're lowering graduation standards so that the graduation rates look the same, but their high school diploma is getting to be more and, you know, to have less meaning in it because of this terrible devastation. As you, in your words, it's accurate. It's a devastating thing that's happened to the children of Washington State. The other thing that's happening in other states across the country to help families actually have power over the education of their children are policies like school choice that Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona has just passed for the entire state of Arizona, giving every child access to $6,500 in state funding so they can send their children to private schools. That is just passed last month in Arizona. The governor of West Virginia, Jim Justice, Doug Ducey and Jim Justice, it's just almost amazing to think about these governors passing these laws in the face, of course, staunch union opposition. West Virginia has passed a nearly universal school choice program similar to Arizona. So that is the way to give parents the power they need to direct the education of their children. What's happened, what we've learned over COVID is that the special interest in the schools, the union has too much power. And this is what you'll remember. Remember the winter of 2020-21 when parents were crying and begging their school superintendents and the state superintendent, their governors, their elected representatives, their school board representatives, please open the schools. And the schools said, oh, yes, we'll open next week, and only to find out that the union had said, oh, no, you don't. And that happened over and over and over again to parents. And they started looking around them, why is this happening? And all fingers pointed to the culprit, who was the union. So we have to change the dynamic, give parents power over the money. That's the only thing that's money that talks in this government-run monopoly. You need to give parents control over the money so that they can pull their kids out. You realize, Michael, 41,000 families have pulled their kids out of Washington State's public schools. 41,000, that's the highest percentage in the country, 4% of the total. So, you know, parents are voting with their feet if they have the resources to do that. The numbers of homeschooling has increased by 50%. The number of private school enrollees has increased by 24%. And a lot of people have left the state for other states because they have seen that Washington does not make a priority to educate their children in person, in class. And that's what we learned during COVID, and the damage is falling on the children. And that is a terrible state of affairs for our society in general. We need to call this out for what it is. It's a failure on a grand scale, and we must never do this again to our children.
The study is available. All you need to do is go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Washington Policy Center, and it'll send you directly to a link of Liv Finn's work on this very important subject. You mentioned before the law in Arizona providing school choice, meaning that if you want to enroll in a parochial institution or a private institution of any kind, you get a boost financially, but the boost, you said, was $6,500. I believe I heard you correctly.
Yes.
How could that possibly pay for tuition for a year for any... go ahead.
Well, that sum... Okay, the average tuition at a parochial school in Washington State for elementary school is around $8,000 per child, you know, $7,000 to $8,000. And average high school tuition at a parochial school is like $12,000 per child. So, yes, it doesn't cover the entire cost, but it makes it possible for many middle-class families to afford it, because then the difference is only a few thousand dollars. And so that is a tremendous help for families that don't have enough money to pay that tuition cost.
Yeah, and so, again, I think that there is certainly in Washington State, there is an assumption because there are some selective parochial schools and private schools where the tuition is way above those average figures. And yes. But what you're saying is there are also outstanding schools that that particularly with some assistance from the taxpayer money that you've been putting in your whole life to support these schools, to support education of our children, where there are much more reasonable numbers that people can go to. In terms of, aside from the school choice, what do you think is the second most important refocus that is needed in Washington education?
Well, I think that the focus has to shift back to the children and away from the adults and back on academics and preparing students for their futures. And sadly, the school system seems to have lost its focus entirely, is now talking about critical race theory indoctrination, all kinds of, radical ideas. That is not central to what the children need to learn, to gain the knowledge and skills they will desperately need when they meet the real world. So the only way we can get the schools focused back on their core mission is to introduce the concept of competition, allow the dollars to leave the system to a private system. It still accomplishes the public benefit of educating the children of our state. So I do think that's the most powerful mechanism. And of course, transparency and talking about what's going on in the schools so everybody knows what's happening. That's super important because Michael, so much, as you know, so much misinformation is getting out there. Unfortunately, the school systems are not being completely honest and transparent about what they are actually teaching kids now. Many media organizations are covering for them, and so we're not getting the information out in the way it should be. But I'm seeing very encouraging signs among people who are running for school board, getting on these school boards and saying, no, we need to provide an outstanding education to our children, not a mediocre, race-based indoctrination of our children. And that has to be our central focus as adults.
Amen to that. Liv Finn, great work with the Washington Policy Center and with the Center for Education there. You can again go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Washington Policy Center doing its bit in this corner of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.